maybe just go through a bit of this five spiritual faculty and five mental hindrance. Yeah. So as we all know, there are two sets of mind state. The Buddha, in his teaching, taught us the five spiritual faculty and the five mental hindrance. So what are spiritual faculties? What are mental hindrance? So this one very important. Yeah? You see, according to the Buddha, as a human being, when we do not have the five spiritual faculty that can enable us to understand spiritual teaching, that's why it's called a spiritual faculty. And what are they? He said, when you don't have faith in the Buddha and his teaching, Sadda, then when you don't have virya, spiritual zeal or tenacity to go this way after understanding how unique the Buddha's teaching is and how unique a being the Buddha is. He's not only enlightened, but he's fully enlightened. So with sati, the faith, you will develop the spiritual zeal, virya, that it will drive you to cultivate sati, mindfulness, which is the basis of heedfulness and development of awareness within. That's why sati is the third spiritual faculty. And when there is sati, you can stabilize it so that it becomes samadhi. Samadhi is not really concentration. It is a free mind in a state of collectedness and unwavering state. That is samadhi. Then with sati and samadhi, your mind will not stir. It can see things as they are, thereby giving rise to wisdom. That's why it can awaken the cultivator. So when you can see things as they are, you develop the understanding. You see things as they are. You insight in the phenomena and awaken to the three characteristics of nature, which is anicchang, dukkang, and anatta. That's why with sati and samadhi, wisdom keep on arising. So these five spiritual faculty, most cultivators do not understand its significance. That's why in the puja chanting book, I help you all to invoke the power of merits for causes and conditions for your spiritual faculty to become unshakable or balas. So all these are very important understanding. Then the Buddha say, if you don't have them, your most cultivator, they don't understand the five spiritual faculty to the extent that it can help them in their cultivation. Maybe sadda, virya, they know. But what is sati? Most people got it wrong. Sati is mindfulness or awareness before the knowing. There is no thought involved. It's just an awareness. Then when that awareness stabilizes, it becomes collected and unwavering. That's how you can use it to live life. Then at the moment of sense experience, it does not stir or waver. It does not get conditioned into like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant sense experience, which means it does not create mental hindrance. So the Buddha, at the same time, he said, if you don't have the spiritual faculty, the mental hindrance will arise. And this mental hindrance, the most common one, are sensual desire and ill will. Just throughout the day, when we arise the thought process upon contact of mind with the respective sense basis and the respective sense data, it triggers off the respective sense door consciousness. Then because of our views, opinion, conditioning and belief system and the egoic mind, Because of Sakayajiti, we react and stir and create the evil roots. So this greed, hatred and delusion is the basis of mental hindrance. So greed and hatred is like the positive and negative aspect of craving. That's why the first two mental hindrances are sensual desire and ill will. When throughout the day you react to sense experience, develop the like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant sense experience, these are mental hindrances. So if they are mental hindrances, they will hinder you from entering the meditative state of inner peace and inner awareness or inner calmness to realize your true mind. That's why most people cannot meditate. And they are called mental hindrances because it really hinders you. So if throughout the day you are so habitual in your way of living life, you stir your mind through like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant, pleasant and unpleasant sense experience, means you keep on creating sensual desire, ill will every now and then, whenever you experience a, what they call contact within your sense bases and nature. So if you do that so often, it becomes so habitual. That's why this habitual tendency will create continuous mental hindrance of sensual desire, ill will. That's why you got your like and dislike, your craving, your desire, your aversion, your fear, your worry, your anxiety. All these are negativity of mind state, psychological memory, which are detrimental for you to develop the meditative mind. That's why it's called mental hindrance. It hinders your mind from entering the meditative state. That's why they cannot meditate. Yeah. So mental hindrance is something that you have to be watchful of. Why do they arise in you? And how can you root it out? That's why all these are very useful, very important. Then apart from the first two, mental hindrance or sensual desire, ill will, which is very common, but this one is one pair, linked to sensual desire, is linked to our, what they call, greed or craving. Then ill will is linked to hatred. Then the third mental hindrance is, they call it sloth and torpor. This one is lethargic mind, the dull mind, the sleepy mind. When you are sleepy, you cannot pay attention. When you are lazy, you cannot pay attention. So the mind becomes like lethargic, dull. And there is a mental hindrance. If your mind is sleepy, lethargic and dull, then how can it develop the wisdom and the understanding? That's why it's called mental hindrance. Then number four, the Buddha knew. He said, restlessness of mind. When you have fear, worry, anxiety, your mind becomes restless. Means this fear, worry, anxiety make you restless. If you are restless, means you got problem, unresolved issue and problem. You worry about it. And this restlessness of mind will obscure your true mind. It will prevent you from having the clarity of mind to see things as they are, to develop the wisdom and the understanding. That's why when you are restless, you worry, you have a lot of anxiety, all the negativity of mind state. That's why it's a mental hindrance. So you cannot silence your mind to meditate because that thing keep on haunting you. Your fear, worry, anxiety make you restless. Especially in life when you have financial problem or the first noble truth reality problem, like health problem, relationship problem, financial problem, all the other life related problem, career problem. Like when you come to know that you are going to lose your job, or they are going to give you a love letter and ask you to go. So means they don't need you already. So all this trigger of the mind to have this fear, worry, anxiety, then you become restless. Then how can you meditate? That's why it's a mental hindrance. Then the other one, last one, is doubt. The Buddha said, when you don't have the understanding of his teaching, you will doubt. Am I doing it correctly? Is this the way to meditate? Is this teacher teaching the right thing? Then sometimes you even doubt the Buddha. Really, God Buddha? Then when people tell you he is the fully enlightened one, you like cannot have an understanding of what that special nature is. What is the meaning of Sammasambuddhahood, fully enlightened? Because you were not taught and nobody can explain to you. So the doubt linger. Then sometimes, after a while, they think maybe what people tell them is true because they heard Buddhism, like what we, on the first day yesterday, went through. Life is suffering. Noble truth or dukkha, suffering. Why I want to know about suffering? That is not life to me. That is misery. Then you say, maybe to play safe, I go to another religion and believe. Or then that one say, we teach you love, teach you compassion. Then they sing hymn and make you feel good and happy. Then you say, maybe this one easier. Because this one tell you, if you believe, you will have eternal life in the hereafter. You don't believe, you will be condemned to eternal hell and all those things. So they say like buy insurance. That's why they change religion, religious labor, all those things. So this doubt creates mental hindrance. It prevents you from seeing the truth, understanding the truth, and making the correct decision. So the Buddha said, when you have this five mental hindrance, what must you do? Because if you cannot stop it or root it out, they will continue to haunt you. But according to the Buddha, it's very simple. He said, you cultivate the opposite five mental hindrance, they will counter them all. So the first one is sadha, faith. Faith in what? In the Buddha and his teaching, through knowing how special a being he is and how unique a teaching that he has proclaimed. He not only explained to you the secret of life, he even helped you to understand life and to free your mind from suffering. Means enlightenment in the here and the now is possible. And he is not only an enlightened being, he is fully enlightened, perfect in wisdom and virtue. So to have such a being as your teacher and your guide, your faith is very strong. That's why that faith will make your mind composed, calm. If you have faith through this understanding, which fetter will it counter? It will counter restlessness of mind there. Because with the faith, your mind is calm, composed. No more restlessness, no more problem. Then the other one is doubt. You got no more doubt. Because you know who the Buddha is, how unique a being he is, how special a being he is. That's why these two, you can actually deal with it. Then once you have the virya, spiritual zeal or tenacity developed, means you will not be sleepy, understand? Where you see the importance of this teaching and you develop the spiritual zeal and tenacity to go all out to cultivate this teaching. That's why sleepiness, sloth and torpor, lethargic mind, no more. Then when you develop sati, what happens? Sati is just awareness without word, without the thought process, so without duality, all those things. So when you are able to be in the state of sati, there is no fear, worry, anxiety. Your mind is tranquil and still, leading to your ability to realize the true mind. So when that happens, your mental hindrance of sensual desire and ill will be negated, because there is no more duality in your mind. It's just pure awareness, the mindfulness aware. And when you have the stability of mindfulness, after that you stabilize your sati and develop samadhi. Your mind becomes collected, unwavering. So when samadhi is developed, it will not stir. It will not give rise to the like and dislike pleasure. So sensual desire and ill will also rooted out. Then when wisdom arises, no more sakayadity, no more delusion, all the five mental hindrances cease to be. That's why only wisdom free, nothing else. Okay?